Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the race for Congressional District 4. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Republican candidate Danny Tarkanian. He's standing up for rural Nevada.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Verita Black Prothrow, Allison Galdon, and Ellie Lopez Bolin. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge. Help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates opportunities. Since 1860, mining has evolved into a cleaner, safer industry. Mining is millions of dollars in environmental protection and wildlife conservation, reclaiming the land for recreation, like fishing, camping, and hiking. Mining is research and education at the University of Nevada, where careers are born. Visit our website and learn more.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Schaff, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Schaff.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Danny Tarkanian. He is candidate for Congressional District 4, running against Stephen Horsford. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Well, thanks, Sam.
Before we get started on the whole congressional race, obviously the big news story is that you're involved in this $17 million judgment against you and members of your family. And I just have to ask you, how is that affecting the campaign and campaign financing, etc.? I mean, it seems such a daunting lawsuit.
Well, it is a daunting lawsuit, but it's something that's been going on for 4.5 years. And my family and I were involved with actually 11 other investors. And we were clearly defrauded by the developer, and we believe the bank was involved. We went to court and actually got an injunction to stop the bank from foreclosing on our property. And the bank gets taken over by the FDIC. And the FDIC has some kind of federal statute that says you can't use fraud as a defense against the FDIC except in very limited circumstances. So we felt that was unconstitutional. We completely wrong. So we filed that as a defense in the case. The lower court held against us, and now we're at the Court of Appeals. So it isn't something that just hit us yesterday. It did for the public because it was exposed during the primary of the campaign. But for my family and I, it's been going on for 4.5 years. It has been very tolling on all of us, especially my mother and father at their age. But it's something that we have to do, we have to face, and we're going to continue to fight it.
If you're on appeal, do you not have to put up a substantial bond against this?
There is a bond requirement, and there's exceptions to the circumstances, and we have filed a motion for an exception because of the fact that we'd have a strong likelihood of success on the merits, and those are all legal terms. But right now, there is no bond requirement. It's a matter that's being heard in front of the district court, and we'll wait and see what they say.
And that will occur in September?
No. It was a motion that was filed and papers submitted in August, and they made it sound like that was going to be the date that the decision was made. I think the decision could be made tomorrow, could be made 3 months from now. You just don't know. It's up to the timing of the judge.
Okay, so how, going back to my original question, and how is that affecting your fundraising abilities?
Not at all. The fundraising ability for me has been whether people feel I could win this race. And if they feel I could win this race, I've been able to get resources. And quite frankly, we've had some great polls that have come out recently that have shown us not only have a chance to win the race, but substantially ahead. And the fundraising has been going very well. The problem I have is I'm the only candidate running for Congress right now that had a real tough primary that had to spend his money in the primary. So I started with zero in June while my opponent was able to hold all of his money up. So he's got a big lead on me now. But we're doing a good job catching up. And that's the key for me. I know that's the one effort I got to do great in for us to win, and I'm working very hard at that.
Danny, in the primary election against Barbara Sagaski, you really won the rural Nevada part of the district. Do you feel that you can, that the rural Nevada could put you over the top in the general, or is that out of the question?
It has to. If I don't win rural Nevada substantially, I can't win this district. And I understand that, and our campaign understands that, but it's possible. Governor Sandoval won this district with this portion of the state in rural Nevada by 70%, mm-hmm. and we feel we have to do just as well as him. We understand that, and quite frankly, I lost Clark County in the primary by 405 votes, and I'm looking at the first returns that come in from rural Nevada, and it was Mineral County, and I beat Barber 228-7, and I knew at that time that we were going to win the primary, and also know at that time that we need to do just as well in the general if we're going to beat Horsford.
Okay, now one of the biggest issues in rural Nevada in your part of the district is this big Yarrington land transfer that would transfer 19 square miles of land from the BLM to the city of Yarrington. It's all around the Nevada copper
mine.
But the key thing that happened last week is that Senator Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, he wants a wilderness area in Lyon County to pass this out of the U.S. Senate. What do you think of that trade-off?
I want to ask Stephen Horsford what he thinks of that. I mean, I'd love to hear his answer, because he's basically a surrogate for what Reid and Obama wants. Of course, it's a no-brainer. First of all, Yarrington and Lyon County, they have an 18% unemployment rate, third highest in the whole country. They need jobs. They got a company that's going to invest hundreds of millions of dollars into the project. They're going to pay the fair market value to the BLM for the land. They're going to give half the land to the city of Yarrington so they can do other purposes. There was no environmental issues out there. There's no OSHA issues out there. Why wouldn't this be an automatic rubber stamp for our city majority leader so that we can create jobs here in the state of Nevada? How would you even think about holding this bill up? Every day that's wasted in getting this bill passed is a day more people are unemployed in Yarrington. I'm fully in favor of that.
Okay, but this wilderness area, wouldn't the people, you and Congressman Amade and the others, wouldn't you just say, okay, let's give them the wilderness area so we can get this land transfer done? Why hold up the whole deal because of this wilderness area?
Why is Senator Reid holding it up is the first question. I guess you're saying, why don't you turn it around and give it in to Senator Reid? My understanding, talking to Mayor Deeney, is it's not the matter of how much that they're going to give up some areas, some acres for wilderness. The question is how many. I read in the paper that Senator Reid's talking about 60 to 80,000 acres. But on the other hand, I've heard from Senator Deeney and some others that it's upwards to millions of acres of wilderness land, and that there's so much wilderness land already in the state, 2 or 3 million acres already. What happens with wilderness land is you can't go use motorized vehicles, you can't fish and hunt unless you could walk to the distance there, you can't do any kind of business in that area. And when you take that land away from the city of Yarrington, and particularly if you talk about millions of acres, it's going to severely handicap their lifestyles and what they want to do. I think the city of Yarrington would probably agree to give up the 60 or 80,000 acres, but when you talk about millions, that's a different story.
And politics is the art of compromise, correct? All right,
honestly, Yarrington needs jobs. Senator Reid represents the state.
I don't disagree.
There shouldn't be any compromise in this one.
You know what? But leverage is leverage, and if that's the road Senator Reid wants to go down, he certainly has the ability to do that. I'm not disagreeing with you about the jobs.
Senator Reid represents the people of Nevada and he keeps talking about jobs. He keeps talking about how we need jobs here. This is a no-brainer.
I don't want to make this about Senator Reid, because this is about a congressional race, but the senator also has a substantial portion of his base that are environmentalists, and they want to have, you know, this wilderness area. And so he's going to negotiate because he has the leverage to do it. But at the same time, we hope that he moves very rapidly so that those jobs can come around.
I would love to hear Stephen Forsberg's position on this.
And I would love to, too, and we're in conversations with Jeff Mackler, his campaign manager, to have him on the program, and hopefully to have a debate with you on the program as well. So let's take a break, make some money, and we'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Danny Tarkanian. He's running for CD4 against Stephen Horsford. And Ray?
Danny, of course, you know, you're running against Stephen Horsford, who was the first black state Senate majority leader in Nevada. You recently mentioned to supporters that your campaign should, quote-unquote, pretend we're black to get more votes. News reports reported that you said this comment was inarticulate. Doesn't it have to do with something about what Senator Horsford did for his constituents in the legislature, if you could talk about, or didn't?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. It's, you know, I've traveled throughout the African American community in my district, and I've been surprised by how many people are upset with the representation they've had from Stephen Horsford, assemblyman in that area, ministers in that area, businessmen in that area say they've never seen Stephen Horsford. He doesn't fight for what they believe are interests in that community, and at the same time, Stephen Horsford expects them all to still vote for him. So my comment was basically Stephen Horsford has ignored his constituent base throughout the years that he's been in the state Senate, and he still expects them to vote for him. Now, I made a very inarticulate statement, and when you do, you expect the other side to mischaracterize it and play to whatever advantage they can, and the Democrats have done a good job at that. I took some big hits on it, but that's what I meant to say. And I think Stephen Horsford has to address the issue why he hasn't been seen in the African American community. I went to the minister's breakfast, which is a bunch of ministers in West Las Vegas, and they said that they haven't seen Stephen Horsford there in 3, 4, 5 years. And, you know, I've been going, you know, once every month when they have it, and they just want to know why he won't appear and at least discuss what's happening in the district and what he's doing to help them out.
Let's talk about something that we talked about right before we started taping here, which is as you've traveled around rural Nevada, you've ended up in places like Ely and Baker, and there's great consternation there about the proposed water pipeline that is now going through the permitting process to go down to Southern Nevada. Because such a large chunk of this district is in rural Nevada. How do you feel about that pipeline, and do you think that that should go through?
No, I don't think that's the right approach to solve whatever water issues Southern Nevada may have in the future. And the reason I say that is we've lost so much of our population base. It's going to be years, if not decades, before there is any type of water crisis. But again, you're talking about billions of dollars for a pipeline that's going to be able to produce a certain amount of water that's only going to last for a short period of time, and then you're going to have to find another place to find the water and spend billions of dollars more. And at the same time, you're going to crush the farmers and the ranchers that have been there for generations after generations, because you're going to take the water that they need to continue their businesses.
So where do you think Las Vegas is going to get its water from? And I think Pat Murray would disagree in terms of how long that water would last.
She can. My mom was on, I'm sure she will, but my mother's was on the Las Vegas Water Authority, and she has some concerns about the pipeline. I haven't sat in on the meetings. I don't know all the different alternatives, but I know she has some very serious concerns of whether this is the right answer. And when you go back and you visit with people like Dean Baker out of Baker, Nevada, and you see a sixth-generation family who shows you how the water already is being used up, and they're losing the water already just from the use of using now, you got to feel for those people and understand that, hey, let's find another solution. It's not going to crush great Nevadans.
Do you have another solution?
I said, I haven't sat in on the meetings with the water district. My mom has, and I guess if you want to get somebody on that authority, there's other options that have been out there, piping them in from further up north, doing a the water salination plant in off the coast.
Plant.
Desalination plant, yeah. And, you know, there's other options out there. I don't know what the costs are. I haven't been involved in those discussions. But again, you can argue there's enough water out there, but you go out there and you see how already the water they're using just for the farming and ranching now is lowering the levels, that if they go in and take more, you're going to wipe those people out.
What part of your district is comprised of Hispanic descent?
I don't know. I think there's so many that are live in the district, and so many that are registered. I think the registered voters, if I saw accurately in the polls, are somewhere around 14%.
Because in your issues on your website, you talk about illegal immigration, and you say it's our nation's greatest imperative that we secure our border immediately and forever. So let me ask you this: at what cost a number of people? So, how much are you willing to spend to stop one person crossing the border illegally, 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people? Because it's never going to stop.
Well, Sam, it's not just illegal immigration. If you talk about stopping people from coming across the border illegally, you're talking about terrorists. You're talking about, of course, and we know that they have come in the past. You talk about criminals that are drug trafficking. You're talking about a lot of things that impede the safety of our country. One of the most
important. But I'm just saying, we've already spent billions and billions of dollars on border protection. Obama has deported more people back to Mexico and to Central America than any other president. The amount of money we spent between the Bush administration and the Obama administration is through the roof, and we have so many other needs. How much money do we spend to limit it to how many people? That's my question.
And as I was trying to explain to you, is one of the most important functions of our federal government is to protect the national security of our country. Protecting our borders is a vital part of that requirement, so you spend whatever you have to do to protect the national safety of our country. That should be first and foremost in our minds. To put a dollar amount on it would be unreasonable. But, you know, that's the purpose of the federal government, and we need to do it.
Okay, and that's where we've got to leave it.
If you're in favor of open borders, I'm certainly not.
I'm not in favor of open borders. I'm in favor of sensible immigration policy. But I want to say you're welcome back anytime, and I look forward to hopefully having a debate with you and Stephen Horsford right here on this program.
I will be here if you get it on.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Saturday. It's not laundry day. It's not grocery day. It's not get your haircut day, mow the lawn day, or wash the dishes day. It's football day. Come out and support your Pack as they return for their biggest season yet and their first year in the Mountain West. Nevada. New conference. New era. For tickets, visit NevadaWolfPack.com.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
It's a promise that was made long ago. You work hard. Pay in. Your Medicare benefits are guaranteed. But Mitt Romney would break that promise. Replace your benefits with a voucher. Insurance companies could just keep raising rates. Instead of a guarantee, seniors could pay $6,400 more a year. AARP says the plan Mitt Romney supports undermines Medicare. Mitt Romney, an end to the Medicare promise.
If you've been hurt on the job anywhere in Northern Nevada, call a law firm who focuses solely on workers' compensation cases. Attorney Jay Short has helped thousands of workers who were injured while on the job, and we're here to help you. Let us help you through the complicated and frustrating claims process. We know our way through the system because work comp is all we do. Injured on the job? Call Attorney Jay Short now at 786-2006 for a free consultation. Call 786-2006.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Ellie Lopez-Bolin is here, the community activist, Allison Galdon, Vice President of Planned Parenthood, and Farida Black Prothro, the radio host with Get Real America. Pleasure to have you all here. So, Ellie, I'm going to start with you because we're taping this the morning after the speech by the First Lady. Did you watch it, and what did you think?
Yes, I did watch it, even though I'm probably the only Republican here. I did watch it. I thought she did a really good job, but there are things that are left out as usual. She's going to tout her husband. When he took office, he promised to cut the deficit in half. He has actually added $5 trillion. Everyone kept talking about 4.5 million jobs added. In reality, there's 23 million people unemployed in this country. So while she did a great job of, we were so poor, here we are, look at us, you can do this too, there's still a lot unsaid.
Allison?
I think she did a tremendous job. I think she pointed out the vast differences between the two parties. I think she shredded Mitt Romney without using his name. I think she did a great job of talking about the successes. Yes, there are still several million people unemployed, but it went down from 14% national average to an 8%. Is that everybody? No. Did President Obama say he could do it alone? No. He needs a Congress and a Senate that can help him.
You know, it was interesting. I mean, if anybody ever looked stunning, it was Michelle Obama last night. The hair and makeup, the outfit,
really,
the
hair
staging.
And makeup. They didn't say that about any of the presidential
You know what?
Candidates.
I will say that about Ann Romney as well. But I mean, she put on a great face for the party, for her husband. You know, the content of the speech is what you want to take from it.
I thought it was a fabulous speech. Apparently she wrote
it. And delivered well.
Delivered well. Apparently she wrote it as well. She's a smart woman. I mean, Yale and Harvard. So, she's a very smart woman. But the way that she wove together, I think it was brilliant in the way she wove together policy with personal. And really made people understand, I think, a lot more about who her husband is. And why he has selected the policies that he championed in his first term.
Before I get a ton of phone calls and emails about being a sexist, I want to say that both conventions are about hair and makeup for men and women, because the whole idea is to put on the best show that you possibly can, and so everybody looks as fabulous as they can, but she in particular looked fabulous.
And on can you tell we dress up for you?
Yes, I can.
Well, you know, Harry Reid looked fabulous too. His hair and makeup was perfect.
I don't find you a sexist, by the way, and I thought Michelle looked beautiful. She did.
Okay. Did you want to respond to any of the comments made here?
Well, yes. I wanted to respond to Allison's in that the unemployment is higher since Obama took office. It was close to 7, and now it's in the 8.3, 8.5 and so percent. So it is higher. He may have created some jobs, but there's still a lot of people we don't talk about in the middle to higher income levels that are unemployed, and they're going to stay there for a while. We've created jobs in the lower priced.
A lot of them are government employees. Because we've closed governments.
Well, in Nevada, if Congress had passed the American Jobs Act, President Obama's American Jobs Act, in Nevada alone, 9,000 more Nevadans would be working today. So if he had a Congress he could work with, that unemployment rate would be much different than it is now. It would be much lower. But when your goal is to obstruct, when you meet on Inauguration Day and say that your goal for this president is to make him a one-term president. Not that you want to get the country back on track, not that you want to pull us out of the worst recession since the Great Depression, but that you want to obstruct Barack Obama, then that's what you get. You don't get an American Jobs Act.
Well, then don't get up there and talk about all the jobs you've created when we're still in worse shape. And so you cannot be taking credit for things that you think you did when you haven't. Anybody can twist statistics around. And it's like statistics don't lie in the sense, but it's the people who use them in certain ways.
Hang on, I want to stop here because Ray's got a really good story that ran in today's Reno Gazette Journal with numbers coming out of the Secretary of State's office that have a great bearing on this race.
Well, it just seems like the Democrats are running away with voter registration, and if it remains this way, I don't think Nevada is going to be a battleground state for much longer. Statewide, Democrats lead Republicans by 56,000 votes. That's 6% of the total vote, and if you look at the Dean Heller-Shelley Berkeley race, it's supposed to be 1 or 2 points. I mean, this does not look good for Senator Heller.
Ellie? The independents are a significant chunk as well, the nonpartisans, because they're leaving both parties.
But this late in the game, usually nonpartisan voters break away from the incumbent, so that's not good for Obama. Maybe that's not good for Dean Heller, although you could argue that both Berkeley and Heller are incumbents, so I don't know how that would work. But, mm-hmm. I mean, more nonpartisans are registering to vote in Nevada than Republicans. Mm-hmm. And that's just absolutely crazy when the RNC brings in a check for $166,000 to help with voter registration, and the Republicans are still getting hammered on this.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. Great discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. I got to check my makeup.
KRNV News 4 is partnering with the Washoe County School District and the University of Nevada for the Reader Leader Program. Do you know a great class that likes to read and works hard to meet their reading goals? Well, nominate them for the Reader Leader Award. Each month during the school year, one class will win tickets to a University of Nevada Wolfpack game and special Reader Leader t-shirts. Go online to mynews4.com and nominate a well-deserving class. Reader Leaders is brought to you by the Nevada Mining Association and the Circus Circus.
Hi, I'm Brian Samudio with KRNV News 4.
And I'm Eric Laxton from Mercedes-Benz of Reno.
The TravelNevada.com Reno Air Races return to Reno September 12th through the 16th. It's the world's fastest motorsport.
Locally owned and operated, Mercedes-Benz of Reno is proud to sponsor News 4's coverage of the Reno Air Races.
It's 5 days of incredible racing action with speeds exceeding 500 miles an hour.
Add to all the excitement of the air races, then experience our tremendous offers and exceptional service at Mercedes-Benz of Reno.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
The middle class is carrying a heavy load in America, but Mitt Romney doesn't see it. Under the Romney plan, a middle class family will pay an average of up to $2,000 more a year in taxes, while at the same time giving multimillionaires like himself a $250,000 tax cut. So, Romney hits the middle class harder and gives millionaires an even bigger break. Is that the way forward for America?
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. On our next broadcast, we'll have Bob Brown. He's the publisher of the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
See you on